USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An autopsy on the body of a young woman found in Wyoming over the weekend will be conducted today. The FBI believes it's that of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. When we have more information, we'll pass it along. House and Senate leadership announced on Monday that they plan to attach a proposal to raise the debt ceiling through December 2022 to a short-term government funding bill. The bill must pass before the end of the month or Congress risks a shutdown. President Biden will use his first address before the UN General Assembly to lay out his vision for an era of intensive diplomacy with allies and vigorous competition with great powers. Biden will take to the lectern in New York on Tuesday. White House COVID-19 Response Coordinator Jeffrey Zients announced on Monday that the Biden administration will allow fully vaccinated travelers from around the world to enter the United States beginning in November. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Texas is asking the feds for help. Dan Araki explains.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has asked President Biden for a federal emergency declaration along the southern border to provide assistance with the surge of migrants in the Del Rio area. But the governor says that the White House has ignored him before on the border. He tells Fox News that his state is seeing the results of the immigration policies that President Biden ran on in 2020.
You know, I have not yet heard from the president during this his entire presidency concerning the border. The Biden administration refuses to even pretend as though there's a crisis. And there is chaos down there, especially in the Del Rio sector. And so the Democrats made clear, let's go back 1 year ago, back when the Democrats were sharing a debate stage. And you had Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Beto O'Rourke and others all talking about how they wanted to have open border policies in the United States. Americans probably had no idea it was going to lead to this level of chaos as you saw all those people streaming across the border.
USA Radio News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The body found in Wyoming near Grand Teton National Park is suspected of that being of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. The body will undergo an autopsy today to determine the identity and cause of death. Forensic pathologist Priya Banerjee on Fox News explains what science may reveal.
You know, as we know, today is going to be absolutely critical. The first thing to consider is that if we think about when she was last communicated with late August, that leaves quite a bit of time for her to be deceased and for the body to decompose. So that's going to make things a little bit more challenging. But again, we don't know exactly how he died, and so that's going to be critical for the pathologist to really, you know, dive in, use all sorts of extra analyses, if you will, not only toxicology, potentially needing a forensic anthropologist, if bone trauma is there, you know, depending on the condition of the body. They also really do need to work on formally identifying her. I don't know how much of that has been done. I know the FBI has said that it's her, but again, we have to think about how she was killed. Was she shot, stabbed, strangled, you know, blunt force to the head or anywhere else? I mean, there's so many variables that need to be accounted for.
Scientists may have discovered the cause of Alzheimer's disease. Researchers from Curtin University are reporting leakage from a toxic compound called beta amyloid from the bloodstream might be the root problem. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.